This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Layla Mubin. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist, and I weigh in weekly on topics of interest and topics I'm compelled to tell you about, which of course would be topics of interest. Anyway, if you'd like to reach me, it's radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you have a question or a topic that you'd like to hear me talk about on the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, you can email me there. If you'd like to make an appointment, we are open. 212-779-1744. I want to talk to you about improving outcomes through nutrition. Well, that's an opening for just about every disease, but neurodegenerative disease. Right? What are we talking about? We're talking about Alzheimer's. We're talking about Parkinson's disease. We're talking about multiple sclerosis. These are the most common neurodegenerative disorders. Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, multiple sclerosis. There's neuroinflammation. There's oxidative stress. Mitochondrial dysfunction have all been noted in the progression of these diseases. While there isn't a cure for these disease states, clinical treatments for Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, MS may include, aside from just medication, lifestyle modifications and some other types of therapies, you know, specific foods, natural supplements, diet plans, right? Now, according to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, neurodegenerative disorders affect well over 5.5 million Americans, and likely many more if those with mild cognitive impairment are included. These disorders are debilitating conditions that impact neuron function and increasingly affect function throughout the disease course. And while age is a major factor in the risk of onset, environmental factors also play a part. Pollution, toxins, lifestyle, all of that. So nutrition does have a part to play, and therapies may include specific foods, diets, natural supplements. And for example, with Parkinson's disease, each patient's treatment is personalized based on their symptoms and degree disease progression and may include nutritional supplementation like antioxidants. We have patients with Parkinson's. We have patients with MS. We have patients with Alzheimer's. We have patients with mild cognitive impairment. We support them nutritionally with antioxidants. Now here I'm talking specific to Parkinson's, CoQ10. I can't put enough emphasis on not just taking CoQ10 in that form, but also taking it in its more bioavailable form. And the bioavailable form of CoQ10, more bioavailable than CoQ10, is ubiquinol. For Parkinson's, we include both CoQ10 and ubiquinol. Vitamin D is critical, as it is to so many other conditions, right? B vitamins are critical. An anti-inflammatory diet is critical. Specific nutrients and dietary patterns have been investigated for their neuroprotective properties. Increased diet quality and adherence to dietary guidelines that emphasize the consumption of natural foods such as vegetables, your fruit, your fish, your grass-fed and organic animal protein, your organic produce, were related to better cognition among those with and without cognitive impairments in two recent cross-sectional studies. In addition, specific nutrients like omega-3 fatty acids and vitamin D, and specific diets like ketogenic diets and Mediterranean diets, have surfaced in recent neurodegenerative disease research with suggested benefits of prevention, slowing disease progression, and improving quality of life for patients. Promising results have been found with interventions focused on lifestyle diets, such as modified paleo diets, ketogenic Mediterranean. The Institute for Functional Medicine educator Terry Walls, MD, has led research into nutrition and lifestyle interventions for patients with MS. As you know, Dr. Terry Walls herself has MS. In one study, nutrition interventions improved self-reported mood and cognition in MS patients. Interestingly, the dietary component seemed to have a greater impact on these outcomes than the physical and mental health components of the program. Specific foods and nutrients emphasized in the Mediterranean diet, like olive oil, nuts, omega-3s, carotenoids, have shown promise in improving Alzheimer's disease patient outcomes. A ketogenic diet has also shown potential in animal and human studies for reducing symptoms for Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. So, let's talk about walnuts. Let's talk about some specific nutrients. Walnuts are a rich source of omega-3 fatty acids and antioxidants and have been studied for their potential anti-inflammatory brain health effects. A 2020 review noted that results from a combination of animal and human studies suggest that adding walnuts to a patient's diet may improve cognition and reduce risk of neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease. In one example, a 2015 randomized clinical trial with 447 cognitively healthy participants supplemented the anti-inflammatory Mediterranean diet with either extra virgin olive oil, and they took a liter of that extra virgin olive oil a week, 1 liter of olive oil a week, or mixed nuts, about 30 grams a day, which included about 15 grams of walnuts. It's about a half ounce of walnuts. While results indicated that both supplemented diets improved overall cognitive performance, only the nut supplemented diet reported significant improvement for memory testing compared to the control group. That's very interesting. Let's talk about resveratrol. very important. You hear about it in wine, red wine particularly. It's found in grape skins. It's a polyphenol that is found in many foods, including blueberries and dark chocolate. Hey, if you have a neurodegenerative condition like Parkinson's, MS, Alzheimer's, you probably don't want red wine or any alcohol for that matter. It's neurotoxic to the brain. Forget about any resveratrol that's in there. Get it from a supplement. Get it from some blueberries. Maybe some dark chocolate. A 2018 double-blind randomized control trial with 60 elderly participants without a noted neurodegenerative disease did not show significant improvements in verbal memory after 6 months of 200 milligrams of resveratrol per day. However, a non-significant trend in the study suggested positive effects on pattern recognition memory for those taking the resveratrol supplement. Also of note, a 2017 randomized placebo-controlled trial with 80 postmenopausal women aged 45 to 85 years old reported that after the treatment group received 75 milligrams of resveratrol twice daily for 14 weeks, they showed significant improvement in verbal memory and overall cognitive performance. Ginkgo biloba. What is it? Ginkgo biloba leaf extract has been suggested to improve cognitive function and benefit Alzheimer's disease patients. However, clinical trials have been inconsistent. A 2020 review analyzed the results of randomized clinical trials and found that among those with negative results, participants tended to be healthy young adults, and dosages were mostly 120 milligrams or less, and the treatment durations were mostly less than 12 weeks. It's probably not a long enough time period, is what they're saying. For the positive clinical trials, participants tended to be elderly outpatients, and dosages were typically 240 milligrams or more, which is twice what the young people got, and the treatment durations were mostly over 22 weeks, much higher than what the younger people did. And from these details, the review suggested that while, you heard that, I certainly did, from these details, the review suggested that while there is still controversy, ginkgo biloba leaf extract may improve cognitive function in patients with mild dementia with appropriate dosage and long-term administration. Got to keep taking it, right? Let's talk about carotenoids and vitamin D and omega-3s. With regard to Alzheimer's disease, which is the most common form of dementia, you've heard me talk about Alzheimer's disease. It's type 3 diabetes. It's glucose intolerance of the brain. You're better off on a ketogenic diet. So with Alzheimer's disease, many nutrients that acted as antioxidants and anti-inflammatory agents may influence the mechanisms associated with the disease pathology. And these include phenolic compounds like what you find in olive oil and berries and turmeric, omega-3 fatty acids found in fish and some walnuts, right? Fat-soluble vitamins. These are vitamins A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K. And you need some fat in your food to absorb those fat-soluble vitamins. Isothiocyanates, which are found in cruciferous vegetables, Your cruciferous vegetables are cabbage and Brussels sprouts and broccoli and cauliflower and bok choy, all of those. Carotenoids, the orange, yellow, and red plant pigments, right? Found in your peppers and your leafy vegetables, some of them, your tomatoes, even your watermelon, your strawberries, your grapefruit. The suggested neuroprotective properties of these nutrients are largely supported by epidemiological studies. However, there is also support from human trials. And of note, a 2018 double-blind randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial suggested that daily supplementation of carotenoids like lutein, zeaxanthin, and mesozeaxanthin enhance memory in healthy adults. You know, you find your lutein and your zeaxanthin in your egg yolks too, right? It enhances memory in healthy adults. In addition, a small 2018 clinical trial of 12 participants suggested a daily combination of supplemental carotenoids plus fish oil, which had 10 milligrams of lutein, 10 milligrams of mesozeaxanthin, and 2 milligrams of other, okay, was found to be beneficial. Regarding vitamin D status and brain health, results from a 2019 meta-analysis indicated that vitamin D deficiency may be a risk factor for dementia or Alzheimer's disease. This meta-analysis included 6 Alzheimer's disease studies with a total of 14,618 participants and 11 dementia studies with a total of 21,784 participants. A 2020 cohort study added to the evidence for this connection, suggesting that vitamin D status plus population and sociological variables impact cognition. Let's talk about MS, multiple sclerosis. In addition to other factors like age, low serum levels of vitamin D may also increase MS development. As a treatment for MS patients, a 2020 review highlighted the potential benefits of vitamin D therapy, including a possible reduction in disease activity and severity. The review also reported some potential hazards from chronic high-dose vitamin D therapy after the resolution of initial deficiency. So, omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil have also been investigated for slowing the progression of MS in adults. And a 2019 review of human studies concluded that these supplementations may reduce relapse rates and inflammatory markers and improve the overall quality of life for MS patients. Combining the two therapies, a 2018 randomized controlled clinical trial with 53 participants tested a daily dose of omega-3 fatty acids, 2 capsules containing 500 milligrams of DHA and 106 milligrams of EPA, and vitamin D3 supplementations, 50,000 IU of vitamin D3 twice a week, and measured impact on MS symptoms. Well, after 12 weeks, the treatment group reported significant improvement in disability status scores and metabolic status compared with the placebo group. So, nutrition intervention can be highly therapeutic for these common neurodegenerative diseases. I'm talking about Alzheimer's disease, Parkinson's disease, and multiple sclerosis. And remember that neurodegenerative disorders affect well over 5.5 million Americans, and likely, they say, many more if you include those with mild cognitive impairment. A ketogenic diet, a paleo diet, a Mediterranean type diet, including antioxidants, right? Walnuts, fish oil, resveratrol, coenzyme Q10, ubiquinol, B vitamins, vitamin D. Always check the status of vitamin D. We love to see it between 50 and 85, 55 and 85. And an anti-inflammatory diet. An anti-inflammatory diet which removes anything unnatural, anything that is super processed, anything full of preservatives and additives and things that you should not be ingesting. An anti-inflammatory diet means organic produce, grass-fed meat, good quality, low toxin seafood, fish oil, all of that, right? So nutrition intervention is what we do with neurodegenerative diseases. I want to remind you to email me to radioprogram@AOL.com with any questions and topics of interest. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.